First of all, have you settled in? I mean, I know you came to the club and have been with them a few weeks and been on tour and all the rest of it. Now, I imagine that's quite a good time to come to a new club.
Yeah, definitely. My first full day, really, if you like, was a flight out to Austria for the 9-day camp, which was great. I think it helps, like you said, with team spirit and the cohesion within the group to have that that time together, getting to know each other, gelling, not just on the pitch but off the pitch as well. So yeah, it's been great. They're a really good group of lads. Everyone that's come in that's been new in the summer has settled in really well. So it's I think it's quite an easy club to settle into. You know, everyone's very friendly, welcoming, and yeah, it's been good.
Well, you're in quite an interesting position to tell us about that, given that obviously a lot of players have come into the club, and you know, a lot came in the 12 months before that. There are some that have been here a long time, as you know, but of the new players who have arrived, you know the league and the scene a bit better than many of them who've come in. So you must have quite an interesting perspective on how everybody has fitted in, and it sounds like it's gone well.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it was important that we got a good pre-season under our belt with the games we had. Obviously, the Austrian games were slightly different in terms of foreign opposition. But you know, getting back to England and obviously Shrewsbury, I think was a bit of a wake up call for everyone. But baptism of fire, if you like. But we learnt our lessons from that, and we had a good performance against Peterborough, and then obviously a really strong performance on Saturday against Leicester. So I think it's that sort of thing when the players that are coming in are as good as they are, it's easy for them to adapt to their surroundings a lot quicker. And I think with the core group of players that already know the league, as you said, it's massively important that we all let them know what's coming, really, because the league is very competitive, very tough, and yeah, it's quite a hectic schedule as well. So
yeah, well, it is, and you know, that sometimes is what catches people out when they come in from other places, even if they might have read about the number of games and all the rest of it. And it was something we were talking to a couple of the other, you know, senior players after the game last week. Are you finding as well as they were that the new players and staff are quite receptive to the information that someone like you has to give, because you know the scene? Obviously, they want to tell you about their plans. Are you able to feed back and get the impression they're listening? You know, you need to know this stuff about the league.
Yeah, of course. I think that's just common sense, though, to a certain extent. You know, the manager obviously is probably aware of the league and has watched videos on the league, but watching videos and being involved in it, and not just the Championship in general. I'm talking about English football in general as well. You know, it's very different to anything you'll get on the continent, like I stated earlier, in regards to the games against foreign opposition in Austria, completely different games to when you come back and play Shrewsbury, Peterborough and Leicester. So yeah, it was good, and I think the three games we've had over here have been very good because they've been different opposition, which indicates exactly what the Championship's about. You get some teams that will try and play, you get some teams that will sit off, you get some teams that will play short, go long. You get everything here, and like I said, I think the managers realising that, you know, once you've got your way of playing, then you can sort of adapt to other teams if necessary. But you know, our aim for this season is to be as successful as possible, and hopefully that'll end in promotion. But at the same time, we've got to understand that it's a very tough league, and we've got to be on our game every single game. And obviously Saturday Tuesday games, which are coming thick and fast, we've got to be ready to go.
There was a perception among some people from outside the club during the last 12 months that to some extent it was a club, to say the least, in flux. There were managers coming and going, players being shifted in and out, and obviously the results weren't quite like that. Weren't as good as people would have wanted. But the players uniformly said pretty much all the time, it's not as chaotic as you might think. And that sounds very much like the picture that you'll find.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously I can't speak for before I was here, but since I've been here, it's been absolutely fine. You know, there's been no circus, if you like, or anything like that you might read about in the papers. But I think the group that own the club obviously are a successful group, and they want success from their investments. And at this moment in time, or before I've arrived, and last season, you know, they were a bit probably a bit too forceful in their demands because of what they were getting into. I think they've realised that, they've slowed down a little bit, they've found a formula that works, they've obviously found a manager and done the research into a manager who they think will be a progressive help towards where the club want to achieve. And it's the same with players, you know, you have to do your homework, you have to be patient, and this whole football is a process, and it's not gonna, you don't get overnight success, you know, it's a building stage and building blocks and putting things in places for not 6 months down the line, not a year down the line, you know, it's 2, 3, 4, you have to have a longer term plan. And I think that everyone involved in the club is realizing that now, and like I said, we're all fighting for the same thing, and whether that's promotion this season, next season, you know, that is the ultimate aim. And you know, with the money they've invested, they obviously want that sooner rather than later.
Just one more thing, if I may. You've obviously arrived here in fairly unusual circumstances and quite, you know, unfortunate circumstances, as you know. And you'll be taking over for the time being at least, from a very well-respected and liked guy in Carlo Hakimi, who's obviously had this really awful situation. You know, the club have expressed, obviously, and everybody has, you know, a great deal of sympathy, and everybody's backing Carl. For you, coming in and taking over, have you found people obviously welcoming these entire, you know, in, you know what I mean, slightly awkward circumstances in a way to arrive at a new club, but people have made you welcome to?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think when I first arrived and the first interview I'd done, it was pretty much, you know, football comes into perspective, you know, it's you know, Carl's situation is something that nobody you'd ever want to face, you know. And Carl's a really good guy, you know, I've obviously played against him over the years and I respect him as a person and as a goalkeeper, and like I said in my first interview, you know, my thoughts are with him and his family at this time, and as well as the club's best wishes and the supporters as well, and throughout this whole season, you know, I expect the fans to be singing his name at every game and showing the support that he deserves, and you know, hopefully it'll be good to see him back in the training ground sooner rather than later as well.